This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine reported incremental advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces on Wednesday in what it described as extremely fierce fighting. In a post on the Telegram messaging app, the deputy defense minister said the Ukrainian actions had a partial success. Australia's parliament passed a legislation on Thursday to prevent Russia from building a new embassy near Parliament House on security grounds. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the legislation would terminate Russia's lease on the site based on the advice of security agencies. The government decided to act after Moscow won a federal court case last month that prevented its eviction from the site, now under construction in the capital, Canberra. The lease was canceled by local authorities due to a lack of building activity since Russia was given the lease in 2008 and plans for the complex were approved in 2011. Australia is one of the most generous providers of military hardware, training, and aid to Ukraine of any country outside NATO since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. A British parliamentary committee says former Prime Minister Boris Johnson deliberately misled lawmakers over parties held at his official Downing Street residence despite COVID lockdown rules imposed by the government. Parliament's Privileges Committee has spent 14 months investigating Partygate, that's the name given to the scandal involving a series of gatherings held by his staff in 2020 and 2021. The committee said that Johnson should have been suspended from the House of Commons for 90 days. It recommends he should not be granted a former member's pass, which would have allowed him limited access to Parliament. Johnson angrily quit as a lawmaker last Friday after the committee informed him in advance that he would be sanctioned. This is VOA News. President William Ruto of Kenya says tax hikes are needed to avert a debt crisis, but those who once voted for him say he has not lived up to his promises to help the poor. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn has more.
In campaigning, Ruto framed himself as a champion of impoverished hustlers. But a proposal to hike takes on petrol and housing has fueled a sharp backlash from residents like Jacqueline Wembui.
The promises we were given as small traders and motorbike riders have not come about.
Ruto and his allies say the tax hikes are needed to avert a debt crisis and to fund affordable housing projects. The problem for many, though, is that the tax proposals come at a time when the price of basic commodities is rising. That includes a nearly 30% increase in the cost of maize flour due to poor harvests, the war in Ukraine, and a weakening currency.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes his first state visit to Washington in 9 years on June 21st. The trip comes as the United States and India increase cooperation in critical emerging technologies. VOA's Matt Dibble has the story.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington for talks expected to further their efforts to boost technology and manufacturing between the two countries. The White House says the visit will expand on a strategic technology partnership, including in defense, clean energy, and space, as both governments seek to counter China's influence in the global tech landscape. Modi, who introduced a Make in India initiative 9 years ago, has struggled to turn India into a tech and manufacturing powerhouse. Matt Dibble for VOA News, Oakland, California.
President Biden's effort to slow global warming has earned him some key endorsements for his re-election bid, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There's a lot of threats our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are going to face. This is the only truly existential threat.
President Biden told the League of Conservation Voters annual dinner their work has never been more important.
Over the past 2 years, a third of Americans have been personally affected by extreme weather events. One third. Folks, this is what climate change looks like. Only it looks worse if we don't do something now.
Four environmental and conservation groups at the dinner endorsed Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, praising the administration for its efforts to slow global warming. Biden telling them,
"Together we've made a lot of progress so far, but we got to finish the job."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.